Hi everyone, how are y'all? My name's Evan, and I'm wondering if you've ever heard the phrase that Jesus said, "I am the bread of life," before. Have any of you heard that? No? Well, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." Does anyone know what he could have possibly meant by that? What do you think he meant?
That he's the body.
He's the body? Yeah, that's a good one. Anyone else? No? Well, let me ask you another question. Do you think if Jesus were to come back, like, say, tomorrow, and he was standing right in front of you, and you knew that he said, "I am the bread of life," do you think it would be okay to just go up and, like, eat him or something?
No.
No? No, I don't think so either. I think maybe what he was trying to say is that bread is this important element in our life. I mean, you use it a lot, right? You eat it on, what, peanut butter and jelly, pizza, hamburgers, all these things, right? And it's this thing that you eat to make you strong. But what he was saying is that the bread of life, he's always inside of you to make you strong on the inside, right? So, like, he'll make you strong, and he'll give you hope and peace and love, right? Yeah. And but what happens to bread if you don't eat it for a while? Do you know?
It gets rotten.
Rotten, yeah. It gets moldy, right? And bad,
and stale.
And stale, yeah. But does Jesus do that?
No.
No. Jesus is always good. So it's this eternal good bread that's always inside of you, leading you in right paths and making sure you're always good, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, can you guys pray with me?
Sure.
Dear God, we thank you so much for everything you give to us. We thank you for the hope you give, the strength you put inside of us to face whatever comes at us. We all thank you for all the children in our midst that are going to be growing up to be great human beings and living under you and just being great examples of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, everyone.